Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97-1 to the ticket. If I bet it coming up today at 1:38, we'll pick some games. Michigan and Michigan State talk as well. We got to put together a to-do list for these two teams a little bit more in depth. Tigers did lose to the Yankees, but win the series, which is cool. Lions and Bears coming up. The Bears come to town. They're trying to wash themselves of the Eberflus stench. Unfortunately for them, the new Ben Johnson smell wore off quickly. We'll see what the teams look like to take the field on Sunday. Let's get to your phone calls. Wes is on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Wes.
Hi, Doug. How are you guys doing?
We're good. All thank right. you.
Hey, I don't want to be Danny Downer here on the Lions, but I just don't see it this Sunday with Chicago. I think their offense is anemic, and I mean anemic. And I say this to go back to even the preseason when they played the Hall of Fame game against Harbaugh. I know those were second, third, fourth string players, but that was the same case with Harbaugh, right? It just, the Chargers were so much more disciplined, the penalties that the Lions had. And then last Sunday, that pick six could have turned the tide of that game easily. And the Lions didn't have one penalty, they had two. And the other thing I got to say is,
well, hold on, Wes. I got to give you. I get it. You cannot use the Hall of Fame game as a data point for anything.
I think you can. I think the discipline,
based on all the people that played in that game, that are going to play in this game.
No. But I'm using the discipline factor of how those guys were much more disciplined and coached better, regardless of what string players they were.
I mean, one thing, when players aren't very good, they commit penalties. You hold when you're losing a battle. I don't know. All right, you can use it. I wouldn't, but you can use it if you want. What's your second point?
Well, what's the stat on both new coordinators for a team the next year that have made the playoffs? I don't even know if there's analytics out there for that.
Well, the most recent example is last year's Eagles coordinators that won the Super Bowl. But you're right. I mean, I don't have a stat on first-year coordinator success at my fingertips.
So the Eagles had both new coordinators last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm pulling for them, but I just don't see it. And I think that if they lose this game Sunday, the analytics on 0-2 for the playoffs, let alone a Super Bowl. So I think this is as important a game. If they come out and stomp them and look like the Lions, that's what I hope happens. But if they win at 23-20 in overtime, I just think we got problems. But thanks, guys.
If the Lions win 23-20 in overtime, yeah, I don't care how they win. Just win the game. There's so many teams in this league have a ton of talent, and the Bears do have talent.
You keep pointing. You've pointed this out several times, not today, but and I like that you do. Last year, the first three games of the season were not exactly sterling efforts from the Lions offense.
No.
They weren't scoring tons of points in the first three games, and despite that, they overcome that, and they end up scoring 33 points a game last year as a whole, despite, what, 26 in the first game, but it was
overtime. 20
and they scored the touchdown in overtime, 16 in the second game and 20 in the third game. Well below their average. You know, in some cases, it's two touchdowns or more below their average. And yet, over the course of the next 14 games, they're able to get it together and go 13-1 during that stretch.
Yeah.
I'm going to relax a little bit and see what happens here with this offense. I expect the offense to click. We've seen them click. We know that, you know, in practice, when they needed to, just go to Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's open and he'll catch the football. I disagree with, you know, I'm watching with my own eyes. So I'm not going to look at next-gen stats to tell me that Jared Goff had time. My eyes told me he didn't have time.
Yeah, it's hard for me to buy
into. It's a really strange stat. Was so strange to see. And I'm hopeful that the line will get it together, give him time, that they're going to feel more comfortable playing at home, and that the offense will be fine. And I'm hopeful that they can score more than 20 points as an offense. And let's feel a whole lot better about this team. And we can maybe stop with the comparison to last year.
But if they score big. Wes, there's no guarantees.
No.
Right? And Wes's whole thing there's no guarantees that the Lions are going to be better offensively than they were in week one. I don't care what happened when Kyle Allen was running the offense and Craig Reynolds was carrying the ball. But because you know what? Over the course of time, Dan Campbell teams have been disciplined enough. They've been disciplined enough. And so his concern about them committing 7 or 8 penalties or whatever it was in that Hall of Fame game, I just don't think is relevant at all. All right, here's more from Calvin Shepard. Are you looking forward to the chess match with Ben Johnson? These guys sat in offices together. Calvin said Ben taught him a lot about offensive football to help him craft his defensive game plans when they were together here in Detroit. So they're, I guess they're pretty tight. Are you looking forward to the chess match with the former offensive coordinator of the Lions? Here's what Calvin Shepard said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're coming off a loss, ladies and gentlemen. He's something.
Facts.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Nolan in Rochester, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nolan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I think it was 2 years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, where the Lions, I don't even remember what they started off in the first 3 games, but their offense, people were panicking because it just wasn't clicking wasn't coming off as people thought, and a lot of people were blaming it on that the starters didn't play in the preseason. That goes either way, but I feel like it's going to be pretty similar to that, where the first three games, obviously you got Baltimore after Chicago, so that's another tough challenge, but I feel like it's going to be rough first three games, and then I feel like after that things are really going to start clicking, and it might even take, you know, that extra fourth game, hopefully not any further than that, where the offensive coordinators start to really get into a routine with the players and stuff. And obviously we want that instant gratification, but I really believe that after that third, fourth week is when we're going to see the Lions start to heat up. And I do believe that towards the end of the year is when we're really going to see them, you know, reach their full potential. And I think they're going to click at the right time going into the playoffs, maybe not win the division, obviously hopeful that they do, but that's kind of my thought on it.
Well, Nolan, we've talked about it a ton. It was last year that the offense wasn't good right out of the gate. And yes, it's been talked about as well about whether or not it's not playing starters in the preseason, which is an interesting theory. You know, how many reps, how many series would the starters actually get in the preseason if they played them? Is it four series? Is it five series over the course of the three games in this year? They played four. I don't know if it makes that much of a difference, but Dan Campbell said he'd think about doing it differently moving forward when that question came up with the morning show, although he was specific to the rookies. But Nolan, yeah, there's interesting pattern here that a couple of years in a row, the offense, which has been a strength of this team, has been slow out of the gate. And as far as how quickly they can get it up and running offensively, that might be based solely on how much the interior of the offensive line comes along. I don't think there's reason to doubt anything else offensively, although the tackles didn't have a great game either. But, they should be better everywhere offensively, right? Another year for Laporta, another year for Gibbs, the wide receivers, J-Mo's arrows pointing up, they add Tesla. I mean, they should be better over the course of an entire season offensively if they can come together in the middle of that O-line. But, you know, tick-tock, when does it happen?
Yeah, it's a big if for when they gel, but that's just gelling as a unit. I want them to be so much better week one to week two here and not make the obvious mistakes. You're going to make a mistake here and there. And at some point, you're not going to make mistakes, but hopefully they're limited. It was so just prevalent with what was going on offensively against the Packers. They could not get things going. And when they did sustain drives, they didn't finish.
248-539-9797. We'll talk some Michigan and Michigan State coming up next, plus your phone calls and feedback mixed in. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.